And welcome to season 8, episode 46 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I'm all choked up. It's that time of year. The holidays are with us. I get to spend time with the two best people in the podcast world, the Chief and the Goon. To both of you gentlemen, a happy early Thanksgiving. Chief, how are you today?
I am fine. You don't need to embellish. We are slightly above average people to hang out with, even in the virtual scape. So,
hey, you know what? I don't work at MSNBC, so I'm counting this as a plus.
Not many do.
And there'll be even less shortly.
It's like the old joke, the Pope before Paul, John the 23rd.
Okay.
He was asked one time, Your Holiness, about how many people here work at the Vatican? And without missing a beat, he said, about half of them. It's like
a man of rare humor.
A man of rare humor. Goon, you're in a good mood?
I am in a good mood. I mean,
you didn't now see you much at work today.
Tell everybody how much work I did today.
You were in and out like a flash, like a wisp of wind.
Yep, just about half a day for me.
Which I remember in the other chat, you saying that you would be leaving at noon. And then I saw you leave at around 11.
That's correct. Wendy's spa was done, and they don't like you to leave them there.
So the deal today
was Rosie brought her in, and I'd pick her up.
Come get your dog.
I was, if I could find the quote, I was just going to say classic Goon. I'm going to work till 12, 11. I'm out of here.
I decided that
it
just can't take anymore. There was literally nothing going on today. I don't know how it was for you, Crutch, but.
I started the day with abject terror. I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah, no. I had something horrible happen to an application I've been working months on. It literally looked like it had gone completely random and was just spitting out garbage every other time you ran it, which would be horrible. Non-deterministic errors in the programming world suck. And that was on Friday afternoon, and I went, nope, I'm going to go. I'm going to go home. Not going to think about it. Started fretting about it last night. Got to work. I ran tests all day. I cannot replicate the weirdness. The weirdness went away on its own, and that's concerning in its own way. So, it was a good day, though. I helped a couple other coworkers, so they were very happy about that. I found a way around my arch enemy.
Did it involve knives or shotguns or anything?
No, it involved a website.
Which website?
No. I can't say here.
You can say that website, and then we would all know.
Well, it's a website associated with that organization.
Okay. See, I mean, was that so hard?
Well, yeah. Yeah, a little bit, actually. Was they kind of choked up a little bit?
You are a little emotional.
I have the Pavlovian training. If you try to mention it, you nervous tics and throat swells. It's terrible.
Well,
Didn't you get that training?
No. I got the training that, we as Americans are so lazy that they are now going to start putting the nutrition details on the front of foods like cans and stuff. Because
we couldn't be bothered to turn the can around?
Yeah.
That is, oh, my gosh.
We're not going to listen anyway. Do they not get that?
Yes. Which was another funny thing, because it says on the side of and on the top of cigarette packets will kill you. And they're like, yep, I'll risk it. Yeah. So
have you guys, I mean, I know neither of you smoke and never have, right? Neither?
Correct. I have not, correct.
I used to, long, long, long time ago.
But you felt a light.
Well, for me it was financial. I quit when cigarettes got to be $1 a pack. Because I thought that was outrageous.
Are you sure about that? Because I remember the day you stopped.
You did not know me the day I stopped.
That is correct, but you have told me, and thus I was there in my head.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so I quit because they were expensive, and I also quit because I got rid of two bad habits.
Exactly. Which is
Yes. Yeah, the other one was a more biological bad habit. I wasn't addicted to her either, so.
Hey, they were both costing you money.
They were. Yeah.
And it turned out that cold turkey withdrawal was the same solution for both.
It was awesome, yeah. Because as it turns out, I literally, 2 weeks? 2 weeks later, I met the woman who would eventually become my wife. And had I still been smoking, she would never have gone out with me. So timing is everything. The good Lord plans these things.
Yep, and you have been happy ever since.
Like dancing cartwheels down the street.
Absolutely.
Singing yippee yippee.
I will state no other.
That's an Al Bundy line.
What's
I'll do cartwheels down the street singing yippee yippee.
Because there was a happy man. There was a man who was joyful in his marriage.
Did you miss me, Al? With every shot so far, Peg.
It's those kind of things. So, you know, that kind of humor does not translate.
I'm sorry? Oh, it's true. You don't do that to your beloved there, Chief?
Yeah, she asked me if I missed her, and I said, with every shot so far, and she said, come again?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I gotta go now.
Well, like, so, hey, my easy out was, well, if I have to explain it, it won't be funny. She's like, what made you think this was funny? And then there was the, I don't think I can back out of this. So,
do not make fun of a person who we're not quite sure what her side gig is. Okay. Word of advice, man.
You could throw one of us under the bus and say, you know, we'll explain it to her.
That's right. I heard that from Crutch.
And he'll explain it.
I don't want to do that because I met you guys too much.
Yeah. Yeah, you would never see us again.
Who else would put up with me? Come on.
Hey, so it's Thanksgiving, and Yankee Swamp Fox sends you all greetings.
Oh, very nice. Thanksgiving to him as well.
Yeah, he previously messaged that I could not start. And I was like, dang, man. First sentence. What the heck? In his message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't understand his message. No, English was not working that day.
I understood it loud and clear.
Wait, I got to go look, see what he said.
So I was told by somebody who I trusted that this was a particularly important date and that it was the big 40th anniversary for Hank Swamp Fox and the Sicilian. At which point he writes back to me, I think he, meaning the goon, is getting a little senile, but thank you. We're actually 37 years and it was last month.
It was, you know, and I nailed that.
Other than the date and the year being wrong, you were right on target, goon.
I love his anniversary. It's 10/9/87.
Wow, dude. Did he plan that?
I don't know, because I couldn't be there, and I've felt mad about that
wrong
for the entire 37 years. Maybe that's why I thought it was
you 40. You got it wrong for 37 years?
No, I knew the date. I was just, when we found out he was getting wed, we had already planned a trip to Hawaii, like bought the tickets and everything. So I was halfway through my trip to Hawaii when he was getting wed.
So you didn't make it to the wedding? Couldn't get to the church on time?
I didn't.
Did you even try?
I couldn't. I had already spent the dough, and back then, going to Hawaii was a big deal.
That's true. That is true.
But I love these answers to the New England quiz. Maybe we should go over them as a festive Thanksgiving treat.
I still don't understand, actually, I senile also. I guess, since I can't remember how many years it is for them or the month either. And am I missing something?
I think so.
That was his response to me.
Yeah, see, I got a larger one. And then I think I was studying enough that I just deleted it, but I can't find. But I remember the first sentence is, "Don't even start, Chief." And I was like, well, I'm done. Obviously. Yes. That's
we wish him a happy anniversary regardless of the year or the month. Figure we're within 365 days of hitting it, so we're good. Yeah.
Well, I believe I've been made totally uncomfortable now. After having admitted a blunder. Sorry.
So got the amount of time wrong, got the month wrong, but you had the whole
thing. But the good news is, Goon, you're not a racist.
Let's not discuss who shot who, shall we? Let's just move on.
Exactly.
Do you find any of the answers to his New England quiz? He got the same number as I did, but he got different questions.
He also reminded you of things that you did.
Well, hey, my mom reminded me of things I did.
That's true. Number of Crutch got another point.
Ah, I got a swan boat, apparently.
How could you forget that?
Maybe it was traumatic, and thanks for bringing it up again.
Well, you said maybe, so that's, we're not even sure.
Well, you don't see me over here with my nervous tics.
And our quiz got number one fan to buy some brown bread in a can.
She did. It's arriving shortly.
Does bread some famous
it's,
bread on?
You know, it's something I thought you would know about, Chief. It's prepper food.
So, no.
I hadn't really thought about that. It kind of is.
No.
It lasts for friggin' ever.
Okay, there's a difference. Just because it lasts a long time, does that make it prepper food? It has to be food that has a purpose, and besides making you constipated or potentially biologically dangerous, I don't know what.
It's loaded with molasses. Come on.
Yeah, it's got an energy source. It's brown.
You get a can of.
I'm glad we mentioned that part.
Okay, then. You get a can of bread, you get a can of baked beans, you're good to go. Climb Mount Washington.
So,
you know, B&M makes really good baked beans as well. They do.
I know.
It's like their thing.
You dip the bread in the baked beans and eat it.
Ooh. You are just asking for it.
You can cut up hot dogs in there too if you want a little pretend meat, because I'm probably
below 3,000.
Again, this is how, if you were a prepper, you would not want to be discovered. And I'm sure everything about that conversation means that you're discovered.
I think you need to think of the one of the opening scenes in Blazing Saddles. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, you wouldn't have to worry about being radio silent. The noise echoing through the bunker would alert everyone to where you are.
You recover that gas and use it for your generator.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You're welcome.
But nobody wants to be around the generator then.
No.
Because if you think farts are bad, Bernie farts are worse.
I can only imagine.
Doesn't methane burn cleaner than gasoline?
Only pure methane burns cleaner than gasoline. There's nothing pure about that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Look at this. We even fit in fart jokes in a Thanksgiving episode.
You gotta like that.
I know.
So what are your
professionals
for Thanksgiving?
Relaxation. I don't have to prep this year. We're not hosting.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Yep. My niece is, her birthday is very close to Thanksgiving every year, but sometimes it's really, really close and her parents then opt for a Thanksgiving birthday celebration. And those are the years that I just get in my car and drive north. we bring food, you know, I think we're on hook for an appetizer and a side dish, but I don't have to clean. I don't have to, you know, make sure everything's working and clean and, you know, have people over and clean, you know.
There's a lot of cleaning. That's what I hear.
I seem to hear a theme there.
Well, I usually take Friday off afterwards because I have to do more cleaning. And then Friday, of course, is the day my garage gets emptied of all of the containers and they're all brought into the house because every container in my garage has Christmas decorations. And we then decorate the trees, plural.
I don't know why you just don't take the Eastern European approach and just leave.
Wait 2 weeks?
No, leave it all year.
Ah.
What would put up?
My wife may, you know, she may actually convert because I could see her being very happy about that process.
I see nothing wrong with that. I want those permanently affixed Christmas lights so I never have to take them down. And you can change the color to whatever holiday suits you.
That's true. You could change all the lights to green for St. Patrick's Day.
Right. And pink for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no.
Red, white, and blue for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Burnt orange for Arbor Day.
Orange and purple for Halloween.
Why not orange and black? Put black lights on your tree. That would be weird. No, you don't want to do that. Things might show up that you're not comfortable with.
On the side of your house? What? No, never mind. Let's family show. Let's not get into that.
So I learned that my house, naturally, the spiders, it is not cold enough for them to come inside. So they're still hanging around outside. And the two trees that are in front of the kitchen, they have decided is the absolute best spot to create their masterpieces.
Oh, wow. And like big, wifty, the real, like cottony stuff?
Well, it's, so I don't know, I have not taken a picture and researched what kind of spider this is, but he's always out there. And the webbing is unusually strong. And as the people come home from work or go to work in the darkness, when you hear the shriek, you know that they have run head first into the web.
Who was it? Alfred Hitchcock said that the one thing that he always tries to do when he's trying to scare men is he'll put spider webs up in the way of the protagonist when they're like walking through someplace. And as soon as they get it on their face, apparently that's a guys have more of a reaction to spider webs in a face than women do. Like it's all psychology.
It works for me. I hate that.
Me too. It's nasty.
I'd
get a blowtorch out, you know.
It's happened to me enough now that
you're immune.
Well, I want to say immune because it's one of those you feel it and you start swinging at the invisibility that you've run into.
Right. You're convinced that, you know, it's that spider from Lord of the Rings. And you gotta start swinging in order to keep her away.
That's not a good one right there. Or the ones from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was with Ron Weasley on that whole thing. It's the only thing I'd talk with J.K. Rowling about. Love the books. Just one thing.
Mm.
So that is the fun stuff. So crutch, you do not have to clean. That is the main thing for you. And Goon?
Thankful. I'm so thankful.
Yep. What is your plans and thankfulness about?
So tomorrow we are, once Hurricane finishes with her class, we are driving to Ohio to be with the Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, nice.
And his
trip was almost in jeopardy, wasn't it?
It was because the great appliance malfunction. I don't know if there was a solar flare or what caused it, but we both had major appliances die.
No, there's no easy way to say it. It's okay.
No. Goonchow called me up and said, had a little problem this morning. What's the matter, honey? We don't have any hot water, and the well water is very cold in Ohio this time of year.
Everything's cold this time of year in Ohio.
Yeah, which...
Well, water is always cold, by the way.
Well, she has a water heater, but when it isn't working... And, you know, and now that I've had a few days to think about it, it kind of makes sense, because you recall, over the summer, they had their drains and pipes all fixed, plus they were putting in a new bathroom.
Right.
It was all pretty extensive plumbing that did not include the water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that stirred up sediment.
Yeah.
And
okay. Yep.
Couple of months, it settled over there in the, who knows how old that water heater is, because remember, they bought the house from an elderly couple.
Right.
And it probably just gave up the ghost. So I offered to pay her half of the water heater, or half of the water heater, as a Christmas present to Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, nice of you.
And she said, hey, Bill's already, he got his computer company had a job that paid his half. Would you be willing to get us a pallet of wood pellets for the stove? It's about the same amount of money. And I said, okay.
There you go.
And then I got a call today to, will you help him move the water heater out of the basement and take it to the dump? And I'm like, well, I haven't been to the dump in their little town in Ohio. Sure, that'll be fun.
To the dump, dump, dump.
Ah, the William Tell Overture.
That's where the Lone Ranger takes his garbage.
Do you know what kind of water heater they have?
I mean, electric.
Okay.
I don't know the name, but I will know by Wednesday morning.
So, there is something that I learned about water heaters. The way that they stop corrosion is by a device that is energized and flakes off, which, you know, basically repairs the outer layer until it is gone.
Right.
That is also contaminates the water that you have, which now you have that stuff floating around. And a company had come out with something called Coral Protect, which is a powered anode rod that does it a different way. It charges the water, it eliminates the sulfur smell, and it by doing something. And there's I was watching a YouTube video, because I was like, I do not want problems with my water heater. How can I preemptively stop it?
Look at you.
And
planning ahead.
They sold those products, and he said, I've tested it, and so far this is what the water looks like, and this is what the tank looks like. So, oh my goodness, it's a product that actually works.
Both methods sound a little bit like how they used to chrome things, doing electroplating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is maybe they can get that, and if they do, then it will extend the life if they're getting that new one, so that they do not run into this again, or they pass on the great new heater to someone else when they upgrade.
Ooh, I'm going to definitely look at this. And you know what? I have a cousin who works for a company that provides water treatment, primarily for industries like electronic chip makers and stuff, where they need very, very pure water. Plus, they have products for drinking water and such, too. I'm going to have to ask her about this. She lives down in Atlanta, Georgia, where you might not know, but they just had some company that makes water treatment chemicals had a little problem with their plant.
Uh-uh.
It blowed up.
That's never good.
In a really big way, like it caused evacuations and closed down a major interstate for quite a while.
Wow.
Because it got wet. Apparently the chemicals react badly to water, even though they're used in water treatment. I just want to let that sink in.
Who knew, you know? Oh, this'll work.
But Bob, you're not supposed to put that stuff.
It'll be fine. Nothing to worry about here. Move along.
Don't worry. I used to work at a sodium plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's
chemistry. Yeah, so it's been quite a week, and my washing machine is now making even worse noises than before.
It was out of that. Whose fault is that?
Well, you know, can I be honest?
I thought
washing machine seemed to last about 10 years. That's how long the first one we had lasted.
Sounds about right.
This one's 10 years, maybe a little older. And it's just the bearings in the transmission have worn out, and you can't replace them.
Right.
You got to buy a whole new transmission. So
goes to Boot Hill.
So let's do the math together, shall we?
We shall.
All right, $175 for the part.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to pay the fee for the man to come to your house. You figure $125 is fair for that?
Mm-hmm. $300.
From what I saw online, it would take me about 2 hours. So it would take somebody that knows what they're doing about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're assuming, so an hour of labor, another $100?
$400.
A brand new one's $497 right now. Delivered and installed, they take the old one away.
Yeah, it's worth the $97.
I think so too. You know, because there's a leak as well, and water's not supposed to come through the transmission.
No.
I've
heard that's
why the bearings are bad. So I've not looked underneath, though Showcat has walked up to it, looked at the puddle of water leaking from under it, and looked at me like there's water leaking there and walked away. She's so helpful.
She's management material.
Executive timber.
There you go. Thank you. That's well played. I like that. Executive timber. Mm-mm-mm.
You and I could be executive timber. Did you hear that?
Well, we all heard that. And yeah. And now we know what the hurricane sounds like. There you go. Don't you have the big sign on your door that says don't enter?
I have asked for Christmas. You can buy on Amazon these little recording lights like they used to have in studios.
Oh my God. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
I want one of those.
Uh-huh. Consider it done. I'm going to get one for myself now too.
So I think that, do you ever take SoCat on drives with you?
Usually when we go to the vet, she doesn't like that though. She's very vocal when we do that.
She's that good at pointing out obvious things. One thing that is a great joy, I do not like the officers of the city of Winnsboro. So when I see them at accident spots, I usually roll down the window and say, hey, you can't park here. Before driving.
Oh, that's wrong, because, you know, it's funny.
That's awesome, man. How many nights have you spent in the popo?
I will tell you this. The judge said, Chief, I see your van. I said, sir, this time is actually for me. And he goes, well, I don't have any papers for you. But yes, and since this particular judge only sees people 4 times a year, I thought that was pretty bad. Since 3 out of the 4 times I have been in his presence.
Wow. Are you there as character witnesses for the other ones?
No, I was there because I have been in a battle with the district attorney. And I am looking to see if we can sue them into oblivion for the second time, because one of the officers is alive, and then I have the evidence of it, and I am just looking to see what I can do about it. Because he lied under oath, and everyone saw, and no one wanted to question it, but I was not one of the people that could speak out because I was in the back and not the plaintiff at the time. So,
right.
I don't think this person should be on the streets, doling out the law. So that's what I do in the spare time now is harass these folks who I don't think deserve to wear the badge.
So I guess in 2 weeks I'm going to a town in Maryland, Frostburg, for their Christmas festival. And one of the events they have, I guess, would be one you wouldn't be going to. It's called Coco with the Popo.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with good officers. I have a problem with bad officers. The good officers I support in every way that I can.
Right. Yeah, like the one in North Charleston that wrote the model of Goonchild's car on the ticket at Audisi, AUDISI. And that's why they couldn't find
SPELLING.
Well, here's the sad part. The sergeant who finally found the file and gave it to me and showed me why, he goes, "Don't they have the name of the vehicle in large letters on the back of the car?" And we both fell over laughing.
It's not like he had to look it up. Yeah. What's this thing called? I don't look at the back of the thing.
It's on the back of the car, officer. Just write it down.
Ossifer.
Again, remember what it's impossible to say when you've been pulled over. If you've been drinking anyway.
Well, you have the right to remain silent. You just don't have the ability.
That's right. Thank you, officer, and have a very nice rest of the day.
Why is that impossible?
Well, if you've been drinking, it doesn't seem like the thing to say. Although, when I got pulled over because my license had expired, or my, not my license, my
plate,
my registration expired 6 months ago, and somehow I missed it.
Mm-mm.
Totally didn't know. And he's like, do you know why I'm pulling you over? I go, I don't, officer. And look, here's the old registration. I can't seem to find the new one. And I was completely sincere, completely oblivious. I don't know what happened. And he goes,
fine, what doesn't exist?
And he goes, your sticker's out of date too. And I go, can you check in the computer? He goes, oh, I already have before I walked over.
I knew you were dead when I came.
Well, no. And I mean, you know, he wanted to check that the registration address and my address were the same. And he goes, now it's the end of the month. I'm supposed to give you a ticket for like $40, no points. And I have to impound the vehicle because you can't drive it on my road. So I'm going to be back in a few minutes and I don't want to see you on my road, but I do want to see you at Motor Vehicles getting this taken care of tomorrow. You understand me, sir? Yes, I do, officer. Thank you. And have a very nice rest of the day.
Look at you. Because you weren't drunk.
And it was obvious that I was completely clueless. No clue why he pulled me over. Because he got me coming out of my office building and turning onto the main street. I had to be going 10 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, why am I being pulled over now?
But do you know why I pulled you over, sir? No, officer, I do not.
Well, next time you can use mine. I was with the wife and the kids, and it was back when we were in Montgomery Village, a place that I did not like for their homeowners association. That was the thing that led me to never own a house with the homeowners association again.
I can understand that.
And the officer pulls me over, and he says, "You know why I pulled you over?" I said, "'Cause I'm black." And he didn't know what to say about this. But then he said, he said, "No, your tags have expired." And I said, "Do you see the sheet of paper that's in the back window?" And the other deputy that was with him goes back, sees it, and sees place at back of window right here. And he said, "I said I'm just waiting for the sticker because this was back when they mailed it to you."
Oh yeah, that's right. And they you can print something out In the meantime.
Yes, which I printed and was sitting on the back. And the other
guy. It didn't matter, you were black.
Yeah. He was like, I would say you were wasting time, but I see that you married a white woman here. So, boy, we gonna have to.
You in a heap of trouble, boy.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure that part didn't happen. That was just what was going on in my head. And he just walked away and goes, oh, okay. And I was like, thanks for scaring my kids. And that's how we ended that conversation. But so, yeah.
That explains why your picture's in some of the post offices I go to.
He's a popular guy.
For hooliganism, I believe, is the charge.
There's the term.
Hooligan.
Yeah. No, we're not hooligans.
Are we? There was no law against having a smart mouth. That's.
And thank God. We'd be in prison for life, all three of us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would suck because I enjoy Thanksgiving, which is in three days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed this show. We've enjoyed it. We hope you have the very best of Thanksgiving. Be safe in your travels if you're traveling. I know I'll be out on the road, so be extra careful. It's all about me. Anyway, once again, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We now part ways, but before, a word from our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Thanksgiving. It means turkey and gravy and giblets. Oh my, except for the chief and the goon, for whom it means septic tank and washing machine repair. Wouldn't you like to have dinner at their homes? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Swimming with the Fish anyway. And because I couldn't resist her comments, AOC's Women's Protection Team. Allowing men into women's restrooms is necessary for women's protection. It's this kind of thinking that saved Pompeii. Don't worry about the volcano. It will never erupt. Just go about your day. Nothing to see here. Sometimes those things you hear in your head should just stay there, unsaid. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.